The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is the lady with the technicals, the Duchess of the Chart, Three Sleeps Till Christmas, it's Nicola Duke. You all right, Nick?
Hello. Three sleeps till Christmas.
I know.
Are you all ready?
Yeah, listen, I essentially, I've got to hand it to my wife there. I do nothing pretty much. And she's, you know, really on, she's really on it by October. And almost all the presents have been bought by, you know, end of November. All done, you know. So, yeah, I've got to say, hats off to her, even though I'm not wearing a hat. In fact, my hat is off. So, are you all ready for Christmas, Nick?
Well, you know, I don't have children, so yes. It's much easier.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know. It gets ridiculous when children come, but it's also a bit of a magical element of it. You know,
And I have nieces and nephews, so I enjoy it.
But. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's look at the chart today. I've suggested for you. First one is EVRH. And that's a ticker, EVRH Holdings, and they've signed a deal, a virtual reality content providers. They film live events and all this, and they're going to be launching an app. But they've signed today with one of the big three. There's only sort of big three, you know, music sort of labels in the world, and one of them is Warner, and they've signed a content agreement with these, which is it's big news, you know. And so, what's the chart looking like, EVRH today?
Yeah, EVRH is a really, really nice chart, you know. But it's not very much information, and it's very hard when you do technical analysis. You know, it's only been trading since June.
Yes.
So, So, as you know, we take the opening range and the opening low I look at. From that, you can see that 4.5 is very strong resistance. We tagged it, and like we've just collapsed back through it again. 4.5 is very strong resistance, and 3 is very good support. Any daily close above 4.5, and this stock will go to 7.2 next. That's the next Fibonacci projection, and it's respected all the other ones really nicely. So I think that that's a pretty safe bet. But, you know, for now, it does look a bit toppy and it needs to consolidate. I do like it. There's a good chance that it might fill this gap, I think, the way it's behaving.
Yeah, well, do you know what? When they first come out, I got to say I invested in them because it's virtual reality, and I thought, you never know, you know? It's bandied around as the big new thing. But the fair play, they've backed up this, you know. It's quite a sort of frothy area, isn't it, virtual reality? But they've done a deal with Telefonica. They've got one of the biggest content libraries around, now with Warner Brothers. So they are backing up, you know, this the hyper virtual reality with actual substance here, with signing. So, yeah, I think it may take a bit of time, like you say. I can see that resistance there at 4.5.
Yeah.
But, if they keep doing deals like this, it'll be in no time, you know, it'll play through that. But
In this stock, there's really good support at 3.2, and there's really good support at 2.29. So if it came back to 2.29, I actually think it's a screaming buy. So
Exactly.
And when it makes its next leg, it is going to go to 7.4, 7.5. So.
Okay, next one is Harvest Minerals. HMI released 2 announcements today, actually. The Arapua Fertilizer Project update and the award of a trial mining permit. And I had an analyst on the podcast yesterday talking about them, all sort of good news, and they're up strongly today. HMI on the chart, what do you think?
Yes, another really nice stock since this, you know, the amazing July rally. It's really been consolidating in the upper half of that rally range, making a bull flag or a pennant. I'm not convinced that the spike and the gap higher today is a breakout. I think that we could go a bit sideways more in this stock. I think if you look at the opening range high price in this stock, that's also the 50% retracement of the really sharp rally. That's still down at 13.95, and we didn't tag it in the correction. I think that there's a risk that it still comes back down there and tests it, just because we're so far away from the 200-day moving average. So I really like this stock. I would buy as much as I could at 13.95, because the upside target and the next level higher for this one is 30 and then 39.60. So
Okay, marvellous stuff. And the last is Prospects Oil and Gas, PXOG. They announced a new signing today. The appointment of Mr. James Smith. He's highly experienced by the look of it. But what's interesting in this thing, they've got at the moment, they're drilling onshore in Poland. And, you know, this seems like their only project. But it did say, the chairman has said here, he's active in that area, but also active in our growth strategy as we continue to identify and review additional investment opportunities. So this suggested they're not a one-trick pony. It looks like PXOG here.
Yeah.
They're looking at other things. So that's created a bit of excitement. So PXOG on the chart, what do you think there?
Okay, so PXOG, again, rallied really nicely from May and retraced 50% of the rally and has gone sideways. In the decline that we've seen since November, every time we tried to rally out of it, 23rd of November, 2nd of December, the 13th of December, and then again on the 19th of December, every time we have got above the 200-day, we've fallen back lower, the sellers have come in, and we've closed back below a 20-day moving average. Today, for the first time, here we are above it again. If we can close above that 20-day moving average, you will see a change of behavior, and it should start to move higher from there. We're really close to the 200-day moving average. That's just below at 1.7. So I think there's a good chance, but I'm going to say that we've bottomed until we close above that 20-day moving average. There's two support levels to watch to buy this one, 1.8 and at 1.4, and those are great buy levels because I this stock definitely has another leg higher in the tank.
Yeah. Do you know what? I often put on a 125 moving average, and if you look at that, it bounced off that a couple of times, and that's just 1.8, just below 2.2, and keeps bouncing off that. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. You know, like I said, good support there, but it needs to sort of. It's almost recovering from a little downtrend, isn't it? You know.
Yeah, you know, this summer, the rally from the summer really did reverse the trend. It took out the previous highs, made a new higher high. We're just retracing it. I do think this will turn. It might need to come back and properly test 1.8, which would be a test of the 200-day moving average. So, you know, the 20-day moving average, something like that is a really good indicator that it's changed. Looks good. It's definitely got another leg higher coming, and it should make 4.5 when it does.
Marvellous. And if you send me the charts, Nick, annotated by your fair hand, then I'll put them on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. You can also see them on the company pages at Vox as well, if you select an individual company. Nick, thanks very much. Speak tomorrow. If you're around, who knows? Are you around tomorrow?
I will be for you.
Oh,
you're otherwise, I'm not.
Thank you very much, Nick. That's nice. It makes me feel very special. Okay. All right.
Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.